What is God like? The prophet Hosea gives us this compelling image today. Today we hear about God, the loving parent, who bends down and picks up their child and lifts them to their cheek. It's beautiful. And at the same time, we also hear about that same child rebelling against their parent. Hosea puts words in God's mouth. The more I called them, the more they went from me. Now, anyone who has ever been a child, or has a child, or has seen a child, knows what this is like. As soon as you say, don't touch that, what will a kid do? They will compulsively try to touch it. Now, when I was little, probably a little younger than my daughter now, my mom took me with her shopping. We were at Pier 1. I don't know if anyone remembers that. It now exists only online. But they had these small, shiny glass marbles. And young me decided that I had to have them. I was told no. But I think little me thought that I had come up with a very, very clever workaround to this no, so I put some in my pocket. We got in the car, we started driving home, and I was not subtle, and was clearly not a good robber because I started going through my purloined treasures in the car. I was immediately caught. But not only that, my mom turned the car around. And we went back to Pier 1. She gave me a slight push forward, and I returned the marbles, and I apologized to the checker. Wasn't my finest moment. And there were plenty of other times as a child growing up that I am sure that I frustrated my parents. There was one time where my little brother and I, we mixed sprinkles and dish soap together and then painted the kitchen. I'm sure it was beautiful. Or there was the time we snuck into our neighbor's yard and they had this big plum tree and it had dropped a bunch of fruit. Well, the neighbor kids and us, we decided to obviously have a plum fight. Made quite a mess. Or when I was little, I also had a penchant for catching garter snakes in the backyard and then I would put them in shoe boxes. But I was little, so I would forget about them. And so there would just be shoe boxes, like on top of the garbage can or like on the stairs. And my mother, who was afraid of snakes, was always the one that would find them, thinking that there was just this empty shoe box, open it, and then scream. She was not pleased. Pardon? No. They're harmless. But I find it really, really comforting, both as a former child and as a parent, that Hosea shows us God getting mad at their kids. Because that's the thing. All kids innately know how to poke their parents' buttons. No one is perfect all the time. But once that anger dies down a little, then what happens? In 1373, Julian of Norwich lay on what she thought was her deathbed. She was only 30 years old. In her early life, she had watched the Black Death sweep across Europe and kill a third of the population. And now she was living as an anchoress in a little cell attached to a church. And like others in this vocation, she was walled in. She only had a couple small windows where they could pass her food or give her the Eucharist, or also an important one, passing chamber pots back and forth. And as she lay in her bed, suffering with a great fever, she had visions of the crucifixion and of Jesus. And she and Jesus talked. During one of her visions, she saw something interesting. She held out her hand and she saw what looked like a hazelnut sitting in her palm. And she wondered what it was. And she also was amazed that this little thing in her hand didn't just poof out of existence because it seemed so small. And then all of a sudden, as one does in visions, she got the answer from God. It is all that I have made. And in that instant, Julian knew three truths about God's creation. The first is that God created it. The second is that God loves it. And the third is that God sustains it. And the good news here is that no matter how angry or disappointed God may be, God remains always our creator, our lover, our sustainer. Hosea tells us that God's compassion grows warm and tender even after being angry. And God is always, always willing to welcome us back with open arms when we change our ways. But that's the key. We do have to apologize. We have to go back to the store and return the marbles. And now I am keenly aware that a parent-child relationship doesn't resonate with everyone. And while that's what Hosea uses, this metaphor will fall flat for some or even elicit feelings of guilt or sadness or anger. But Julian's revelation that God creates and loves and sustains holds true no matter what the metaphor is. So it got me to thinking, what else is God like? And to answer such complex theological questions, I did what I often do, and I visit my daughter's bookshelf. The late Rachel Held Evans and her friend Matthew Paul Turner wrote a children's book aptly titled, What is God Like?, on this very subject. And it begins like this. What is God like? It's a very big question, one that people from places all around the world have wondered about since the beginning of time. And while nobody has seen all of God, because God is far too big for any of us to fully see, we can know what God is like. I find their approach very refreshing because anyone who's ever studied theology knows that to answer this question, theologians would write 3,000 pages over 5 volumes of books each. But instead of trying to use complicated systems and new terminology, Evans and Turner, they go a different route. They seek to encapsulate God in things that we all know, things that we can see or that we can touch or that we can experience right now. They say God is like an eagle, sharp eyes and swift, a river, constant and life-giving, like the stars, forever present and bright. A shepherd, brave and secure. A fort, strong. A gardener, patient and nurturing. Or the flame of a candle that's warm and inviting. The wind, passionate and full of mystery. an artist, creative and unpredictable, three dancers, graceful and precise, a rainbow, vivid and full of color, and a best friend, faithful and true. I'm sure that we could all add more to this list, but they end their book like this. Whenever you aren't sure what God is like, think about what makes you feel safe, what makes you feel brave, what makes you feel loved. That's what God is like. Creator, lover, sustainer, parent, or something completely different. What is God like for you?